This is In the Dirt with Asodu.
All right, we're sitting here at the 800% Automotive Club in the dirt.
In the dirt.
With Asodu. Way in the dirt. Way in the dirt. And we're sitting here with none other than, it's amazing.
It's the perfect time of year.
It's the perfect time of year. Perfect. We're sitting here with Jack Frost. He's never heard any joke associated with what I just said ever in his life.
During the wintertime.
Ever in the wintertime.
Not ever.
So where is Roper Kia?
We're right in the middle of the country in Joplin, Missouri.
Okay.
That is exactly in the middle of the country if you've ever looked at a map.
That's pretty close.
Yeah.
And like close.
Big map middle.
So right. give us and the listeners a little background on the store. How did you come to own it? What is your operation like? How many cars do you stock? How many do you sell?
Okay, like a lot of other guys, I married into the business.
Okay.
My wife's grandfather started the store in 58. Her dad took over in 70, and we took over in 2004.
Oh, wow. Okay. So fairly recent in the that's 18 years now that you've taken over. Were you in the car business before that, or that was
was in the car business with the same group probably 8-9 years before that, and then I grew up in the service industry, actually, with full service car wash was my first job.
Oh, I
my
love
first
car
real
washes.
Job 16, and then detail shop, and then worked up for the service drive. Didn't come up through the sales side of the business.
All right, I'll just leave you to this.
I love that. It was very similar. I love car wash and detailing.
Oh, yeah.
Making cars look good. And
yeah.
Then you end up here.
I occasionally, they'll say, hey, where's Frost at? So have you been to the detail shop?
Yeah, right.
He's down there polishing something.
You smelling the chemicals, right? It's just like happy place mode, right? You walk into a detail shop anywhere, and I'm like, I love this.
It's kind of like that Southern comfort food. It's just that smell and the work and sometimes it's just quiet.
That's my retirement plan, actually. There are these you might have them in Missouri. Big car washes where you go through the big conveyor and then people hand dry your car on the way
absolutely.
Out.
Absolutely.
Right?
That's
anywhere
the one,
that has like
one I started working at, yeah.
That's my retirement plan.
Full
I'm going to get a job as the dryer and I'm going to learn a magic trick or two. There's some kids in the car. I'm going to walk by, do the little magic trick. That's my game.
Sure. Leave them the folded up towel on the
yeah.
center console.
Little spin move in front of the car. Did he just do that, right?
That's right.
Tips are going to rock and everyone's going to be in my line.
There
right?
you
and
go.
I'm going to work when I want because they couldn't possibly fire me.
Love it.
So, Jack, one of the questions that kind of like I've been asking a lot of dealers right now, because we've been through, a couple years of continuing challenges, right?
Sure.
And nobody in automotive ecosystem is immune to that at this point. But I think kind of coming out of these couple years of challenges, different dealers, especially depending on their OEM, their location in the country, we kind of had this like, oh, everybody's dealing with... Right? For
right.
2 years.
Sure.
And as we're kind of coming out of everybody's dealing with this, everyone's kind of offshooting into, well, my kind of like biggest opportunity or the thing I'm working on or the challenge that we're facing as a dealership is X.
Right.
What's kind of that? What are you guys tackling, getting your hands around, looking at over this next, especially like 30, 60, 90 days?
Well, with manufacturers continuing to increase inventory slowly, the main thing we had to do was learn how to pivot and get into the used car business.
Mm.
We're new Kia and have Mitsubishi. Don't know how much for longer on that, but we'll see.
Mm-hmm.
but really just refining the process with used cars, because month after month, we get the cross sell and I see hundreds in my market that we didn't sell or that a dealer didn't sell. And so how do we get that piece of the business? How do we pull that to us and get our unfair share of that? Because nobody sells cars better than we do, is our opinion of ourselves.
Absolutely.
Right?
Why do you say that? So,
well,
like, what are the things that are unique that you've uniquely put focus on to get you to the point where you feel confident in saying no one sells cars better
sure.
than we do?
Well, for 20 years, we built the brand. And with a name like Jack Frost, if you can just imagine what we've built there.
Yeah.
I come on TV with a white suit and a black hat with a snowflake, and my tagline is "Keep it frosty." Right?
I love it. You just leaned in. I love it
all the way in. And when we first started, I had heard every joke in the book, and I was 38 years old.
You had actually a pocket of them. You're like, here's my notebook. If anyone wants
down.
To use it,
we have material for years.
Yeah, let's get the carrot nose and the whole deal. But so we just, I said, I spent 38 years trying to avoid this name. Because I went by my initials, which are Jeff, J-E-F. I went by Jeff Frost forever.
Okay.
But my legal name, real name is Jack. So I show people my driver's license because they doubt, they think it's stage name and all that. So back to your question. We spent 20 years building a brand. You can go and buy a used car from anybody. You can go buy a Kia from any Kia dealer in the nation. But there's only one place on the planet that you can buy a Kia or a used car from Jack Frost. And that is Joplin, Missouri at Roper Kia. That's the only place on the planet. And so that is why we did it. And so we spent years and years and years developing our processes, challenging our managers, say, hey, you guys are highly paid. You do this very, very well. You see chinks in the armor, basically problems within the process. Speak up. We need to know. Because if there's something we can be doing better, or we have to do different, or we have to change, you guys are on the front line. I can't be there every second. You know, if we're going to do what I can do, I'm 60 cars a month. That's it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So I got to keep building the team and bringing those people in that know more, that can do better, that can actually critically look at something without just killing it and be able to adjust it or massage it to do what we want it to do.
How do you create that feedback loop within your management staff or even your frontline staff to get things like up the line and then pushed back in from change?
A couple of different things. We have a standing meeting with managers every Monday, every Friday at 10:30. And you're expected to be there. If you have manager next to your name, you're in the meeting. If you're not in the meeting, you better have a damn good reason why and have an explanation when you show up late or you don't show up, right? Now, I'm the only one that gets a pass because I travel a lot, but I can call in. My general manager is always there. I mean, vigilant. But we put that stuff out on the table and we wrestle it.
Yeah.
Until it either submits or it dies or it takes us out, one or the other. And then we also do a couple of different offsite meetings every year with our team, our management team. And so just really building the community of trust right there to make sure that, you know, I'm not afraid to say something. You know, Mr. Frost isn't going to lop my head off if I take a shot at his pet project.
Well, right.
You know, so I want to hear.
Yeah.
Because if it's not going to work,
that's
and it's
huge.
Just a pet project, then I need to have it in my head and they all need to have it. It's just his pet project.
You know, I've heard that said. I think it was Dave Ramsey who I heard it from when he wrote his book Entree Leadership, and he called that building an environment that is safe for dissent.
Absolutely.
And I feel like that's what you're saying.
Yeah.
Someone has to be able to say, "Well, I don't really see it that way."
Sure.
And if that's something you hold dear, you have to be willing to listen and not retaliate.
Absolutely.
Right.
And we've had to go through like personality profiles, different ones,
mm-hmm.
you know, Briggs Myers,
profile, all the stuff, yeah.
All the different things.
Did you do the Enneagram?
What's that?
The Enneagram. Did you ever get there?
Haven't done that one yet.
It's as complicated as the name.
Is it?
Kyle loves
okay.
it.
Okay.
It's great. It's great. People will love it.
It's actually one of the oldest. It's pretty neat. Yeah. Okay. So if you're looking for a new one, we'll hook
new
you up.
That's old? Okay.
Yeah. Yes.
The new old one that all the kids are into.
It's so old it's new. Right. And then bell bottoms come back and all the other stuff that's
exactly like that.
Was new and now it's old. I know it is.
It's on the way.
We're circling the runway.
That's right.
Well,
to bring that together so that everybody knows, you know, so like this guy's like an introvert over here, and he's going to be quiet, and he's going to be stoic, and he's going to be very rigid on his comments and very rigid on his process. And, you know, this guy's over here, you know, flailing around, having fun, throwing stuff on the showroom floor and making sure people are having a great time.
He's
and so those two guys come together and they grind, but they actually make each other better.
Yeah.
And so having the knowledge of the team, knowing who the other people are,
How they're processing. Thinking about it.
Because we spend more time with these people than we spend with our own families.
Mm-hmm.
And so if we can keep that relationship solid and good, and somebody's not afraid to piss somebody off or to challenge somebody or to commend someone and say thank you, the team's better.
That's fantastic. 2023. Everybody's putting their plans together right now.
Sure.
Right? We're not going to run the same playbook as 2022 or 2021 or 2020 because we know
definitely not those two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
No one even wants that playbook ever again.
Like, we had a playbook? Yeah. I never saw it. Right?
It was a great year, but let's not replay it.
Yeah. So right. Heading into 2023, what is your mindset? What are the things you're looking to like really focus in on?
Well, to focus in on, you know, like I said, the manufacturers have figured out that they can literally sell everything that they'll give to a dealer.
Mm-hmm.
And so as far as being a new car franchise dealer, you know, being able to play the game correctly with the manufacturer to, I guess, get the incentives, get the allocation of the cars, get what you need and still do that. But then also same time, parallel, being experts in the used car business, because there's way more opportunity in used cars than there is in new or ever has been. And so my father-in-law used to tell me, he says, I'm just a used car dealer who happens to have a new car shingle
Ah,
there you go.
And so that's ancient wisdom from Mr. Roper. But really, that really is the thing, is to refine that process and not just be buying, you know, the high-end stuff, but having the whole range. You know, I don't mind having, love having the $90,000, $100,000 Denali or whatever sitting on the lot. But then you exclude a whole lot of people that 10 grand's where they're at. You know, and 10 grand back when I was a kid, you know, 10 grand was like, that's the car, you know.
Yeah.
And so the 10 grand car now is the 2,500 car.
Back in the day, right? Yeah. So my first car was 3,000,
yeah, right?
And it was like the best thing.
Yeah.
Well, I think for having this is the first conversation the three of us have ever had.
Yeah.
Right. So thanks for spending some time with us.
Absolutely.
I think we got a good lesson in people, product, and process all in one conversation.
There it is.
That's just how good operators operate. Jack Frost, thank you so much for spending some time with us. Best of luck
in
2023 and go out there. And are you going to do the skydive fly thing?
I would love to, but I exceed the weight limit by 30 pounds.
So
watch and heckle.
Thanks for spending time with us today.
Watch and heckle,
guys.
Thank you for listening to In the Dirt with Asotu. We love the automotive industry and the people who make it run day in and day out. We would love to connect with you more through our daily dose of fun, a free email that you can sign up for at asotu.com. That's ASOTU.com. We put our heart and soul into it every day. Thanks again for listening. Join us next time for more conversations in the dirt with Asotu.